Visit Stephen Lavelle's website, LavelleWealthLegacy.com. That's L-O-V-E-L-L, WealthLegacy.com. Now, back to The Good Life Made Better on AM 1220 KDOW.
The Good Life Made Better. Thank you for listening. I hope this is proving valuable to you. I have on with on The Good Life Made Better today, Bruce Ramsey. Bruce is helping you with thinking about business formation. Remember, I am on the air on Friday afternoon now at 2 p.m., and the point of that show is to give you some perspective on what goes on. And obviously, the last 2 weeks, you deserve some perspective, don't you? So Bruce is coaching you right now on how you can think through what kind of business you want to choose. Bruce, I'm presuming that, again, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you. Give them a phone number and a contact info.
Yes, Stephen. The name of the law firm is Ramsey Law Group. Telephone number is 925-284-2800. And the website is ramseylawgroup.com.
And for those of you who regularly email me, if you have questions for Bruce, put them in that email, stephen.lavelle@lpl.com or 800-841-4225. Now, when someone hires an attorney is in the business of risk management. Can you tell me about an example of someone you helped, push them in the right path and they were going in the wrong path?
Yes. A common situation is someone will come to us, they've already formed an entity, they've done it on their own, and then they want it reviewed. And then we notice that there's mistakes in what they've done. They forgot to make a filing. They have conflicting language in some of their documents. So the value there that we provide is to clean up things to make sure they're in compliance. The worst situation is to find out that you're not in compliance with the state laws, and you find that out when there's a litigation. It could jeopardize your entity and the protection that that entity was supposed to provide.
So you might be able to help this person discover the problem before there's litigation.
That is correct.
All right. Now, if you discover something that's out of sorts, how do you fix it?
Well, depending on the situation, we'd work with the owner of the business, and if it's one or two things that need to be fixed, we can work with them to do that. If it's correcting a document or making a filing at the state, we can do that. If there's several problems, then we try and assess which are the most problematic, which are the ones that need to be fixed right away, and we can devise a strategy in which problem we're going to fix first and work through that list in a time frame and that works for the owner.
If the owner gets into trouble with the state, do you deal with regulators at the state level to help your clients?
It depends on the regulator that's involved. Generally, if there's trouble at the state, let's say it's a tax issue, that's not an area of our expertise, but we've been in practice long enough that we could refer them to someone who would be able to help them.
I'm guessing that a lot of people start businesses because they're entrepreneurial. They tend to be self-started, Bruce. Some of them are probably going online or they're going to Nolo Press and they're thinking, I can do this myself, save myself time and money. What do you say to those people?
It's not that easy. There's a lot of laws that are involved. The laws are changing all the time. So you really need someone who's involved in that area to advise you and to help you.
I would agree with you. It's the same in my business. There's major tax law change every couple of years, major. And there's tax law change every... I mean, this year, for instance, we have a big change in Social Security. And speaking about Social Security, we're here with Bruce, but if you have questions about that, I am hosting a couple of events coming up, and we will be instructing you about that, and I will give you more information about that. But I'm thinking about doing this towards mid-February. So again, if you're interested in finding out about Social Security and those recent law changes, call me 800-841-4225, 800-841-4225, or email me, stephen.lavelle@lpl.com. Bruce, would you mind giving out your email address again for our listeners?
Yes, the website is ramseylawgroup.com. My personal email address is bramsey@ramseylawgroup.com.
Do you believe that the regulations and the laws governing businesses in California are becoming more complex?
Yes, they're becoming more complex every year. There are changes every year, and it's very difficult for an individual who's trying to run a business to also stay on top of the legal changing environment.
Bruce, I have a lot of resources I use in my work as a financial advisor, and I care very much about their quality and their currency. If you're keeping up, because clients can't keep up and they're not aware, what sort of resources does your law firm use to make sure you're always up to date and accurate?
We're very strong believers in constant education. While the state bar requires a minimal amount of education, we go beyond that and continue to keep ourselves educated and informed of the changes. There are a number of periodicals that we receive and review. There's also electronic legal library that we use to keep informed.
All right. That's good to know. So if you're listening right now and you're thinking about starting a business, it would be perhaps foolhardy to try to do this on your own. There's much complexity, and of course, there is frequent changes. And again, I know this from my own tax business and my financial planning business. So we talked roughly before when we talked about a partner dying about a business being dissolved. If someone comes to you and they got an S-Corp or they got an LLC and they say, you know what, I don't want to do this kind of work anymore, I want to wrap this thing up, what is that process of dissolution of the business?
It requires a couple of steps. One is generally the owners of the business need to agree to dissolve. Depending on what documents are in place, what prior agreements are in place, it may not require unanimous agreement, but at least a majority of the owners agree to dissolve it. Then there's some filings that need to be made at the state. Of course, the liabilities of the entity, they need to be paid. So if you owe money to the telephone company and utility company, you'd have to pay that first. You'd have to make a final tax return for that year at the federal level and at the state level. And then after all that's done, the remaining proceeds are distributed to the owners of the business.
All right. Now, I'm presuming, again, that sometimes people don't agree about ending a business, or maybe there's an age gap. And so one group wants to discontinue, the other wants to carry on. And this is where the buy-sell agreement would come into play, Bruce?
That's a very good example of where the buy-sell agreement would come into play. One of the situations is that where an owner wants to retire and the other owners, you know, want to continue. Is it fair to have the owners that do continue to fund the owner that, you know, decided to retire? The buy-sell agreement would address that issue and agree on how we value the business and how and when we would pay the retired owner.
Bruce Ramsey and I will be back in a moment with some final thoughts about business formation. You're listening to KDOW 1220 AM. Talk to you in a moment.
If you have questions about today's topic, call Stephen Lavelle directly at 800-841-4225. That's 800-841-4225. Or contact him at LavelleWealthLegacy.com. That's LOVELL WealthLegacy.com.